No, you can't have her.
Too bad.
I already took her. That's how a draft works.
You may have had her once, but I got her all the time.
Phil Spector. Remember Phil Spector? That's crazy.
Oh, I got him too.
God, it's good. It's really good.
She's got it for eyes and for hair.
A pedophile and a probable murderer. That's just two people. Aaron's got an army.
I got eyes and hair.
I know. She's coming for lips next.
Yep. Guess what? You got a weird butt? You're mine next. Hello and welcome to episode number 515 of the podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Nice McCoy.
And I'm your other host, Jamie Golden.
The podcast is a show dedicated to the life of idiocy, and we're committed to educating you on things entertaining but do not matter.
To find out more about these dubious pursuits, check us out at knoxandjamie.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Podcast and on Twitter or X at Podcast Pod.
Man.
No, absolutely not. No.
Come on. Like, what are we doing? X, no bird. No,
it's ridiculous.
Limited tweets. Like, just do it. Just put it down. You know? Yeah. Why are you dragging
it? Take it to a farm upstate. I can't.
Thanks for joining us this week as we are going to be snake drafting side-eye.
But before we do that, despite it being the dog days of summer here in the Northern Hemi, can I call it Hemi? Yeah. We want you to saddle up your pickles because we've got a trail to blaze in September for our two live shows of 2023. Do not miss being in the room with a small group of like-minded fans. And by small, I mean 2,800 seats are gone, but we still have seats available for our Austin show on September 2nd and our Atlanta show on September 30th. If you can't be in the room in Austin or Atlanta, join us from a room in your home by signing up for the live stream that will happen on Saturday, September 2nd. When you sign up for the live stream, you get an exclusive party guide created by our beloved indie featuring all kinds of fun recipes and signage and games. And it includes recipes from friends of the show, Kendra Adachi, the Lazy Genius, and Bree McCoy, who is a home cook extraordinaire. Plus, you get exclusive pre-show content, access to the ever-popular podcast chat, a blanket live stream license so you can invite over as many friends and neighbors, and you can have all of them watch. Plus, you get access to the live stream for 7 days in case you really can't watch it live because your college roommate is getting married outside in Louisiana on September 2nd because she thinks that's the fall and it's not, okay? So visit knoxandjamie.com/live to secure your spot.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, Jamie, we are snake drafting in this episode, and we have some very special guests to get to. But before we do that, on a scale of 1 to 100, what is your confidence in this idea? Because anecdotally, I feel like it is below 40%. Is it true?
No, listen, I did need you to explain it to me no less than 7 times, and then I would come back and ask clarifying questions because I want to make good content for the listeners.
Of course.
But sometimes course. I feel like your ideas are smarter than I am. And so I have to ask.
That's not true. Sometimes they get a little avant-garde, you know, who knows?
No, but in a fun way. Like, and I'm excited because I'm coming so hard for like things that people love. I'm excited. Okay.
I feel like the resting weight of this podcast is always just go after things people like. And then whatever the idea of the packaging is, like, we're always fine with it.
And then they're so sweet. They message us and go, I love it, even though you hate my favorite actor of all time. And I was like, thank you. Thank you for listening.
This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Well, again, this is a Snake Draft episode. So, Jamie, would you do us the honors and bring in our very special guests here?
We have two very special guests, two of our own team here at the PNG. We have Erin Moon. She is our senior creative, and she survives here at the podcast while thriving over at our other podcast, The Bible Binge, soon to have a new name.
Interesting.
That's right.
Now, for the listener, if you don't know, I want to give you a taste of like how Erin feels about pop culture. So the three things she thinks are overrated are Lord of the Rings, Seinfeld, and the movie Office Space. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Okay, good. Lord of the Rings. That's the movies, I mean, too.
None of those feel super spicy, you know, that just like off the top.
What do you mean? Yeah, I don't think that's
Seinfeld
very spicy.
Seinfeld is one of the best sitcoms of all time.
Come on, I mean, Jamie. Maybe when's back the last in the day, time you watched Seinfeld?
I watched Spongeworthy just this weekend. It was like a little amuse-bouche after I watched They Clone Tyrone.
Absolutely. Is that the documentary explaining why SpongeBob is dating Ariana Grande? Because I was not.
God, no. We need to talk about that. I don't know why we're not. Okay, also with us is our beloved Jason Waterfalls, who is an audio editor here at the company, and he's our Slack hero in every way. Jason thinks the overrated things in pop culture include The Big Bang Theory, the longest running and highest grossing TV sitcom of all time.
Lowest common denominator. I agree with you.
Right. Harry Potter. Generally.
Overrated.
And of course, the sport soccer.
Yes. Overrated. All these things are overrated. Now, soccer is starting to pick up a little bit of a pace with me lately.
But, I will say the soccer coaches are hot. Now, obviously, Jason Waterfalls talks about sports and all things soccer related, surely, over at our other friend of the show podcast, The Over Underachievers.
Jason, can you speak to the science Big Bang Theory? Where are you at on that? Like, just like hypothetically.
I mean, we can go deep into it if you'd like to. I definitely have a couple of angles of I've got two things that make it true and two things that make it possibly not true.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding.
That's good. That's good prep. That's good prep, man.
So if you want to know those things, just make sure you comment on our Instagram post this week for the episode. And I'm sure that Jason will come along and give you a little education about the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's great.
Fun thing. We're doing a snake draft with the four of us. P.S. If you come to our live shows in September, this will be replicated for you in real time on stage.
But with different topics. We won't do this topic.
No, Erin, we're doing the same one. Did you not know? Did you not get that?
So,
in the notes?
Guys, if you don't want to be spoiled, you should
this
stop listening
dress
now.
Rehearsal.
I just want to let the listener know. I feel like sometimes I have to be Sean and I have to tell you, like, hey, guys, it's okay. We're not gonna be doing the exact same thing. You know?
I kind of do like the idea that Erin isn't the Sean of the smart list. She's the flyover. Like people that
that's
he's
right.
constantly speaking
yeah.
to. And he's like, this
I'm,
is what this means.
I'm for the Michiganites. I'm for the Kansas people. You know, like I'm here for you.
God, does that make me Jason Bateman?
Ugh. I'll be Jason Bateman. But you all you all constantly act like coastal elites. It's getting kind of upsetting for me. Knox does this quite a bit. There's no flyover.
About Jason
space.
Bateman? You think
no about more flyover. Coastal elite. Who's more coastal elite, me or Jamie? Because this is a barn burner, I feel like.
Do you think Knox is more Will Arnett? Can I be Tracy?
No, you're not Tracy.
I just don't know why we're using SmartList.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Boo.
Well, okay. So we are here to do the snake draft, and the idea behind what we're talking about for the flyover Karens or Erin is the actors or characters that probably did it. And I know this might be a little vague or weird, but in pop culture, you know, there are archetypes. There are certain actors whose faces, frankly, they just have villain face, or who tend to play characters who are guilty of something in some kind of capacity. So we are going to be drafting ideas or actual specific characters based off this idea. So as a primer, there are some possible interpretations that we may run into during this draft. These are actors or character types who, when they show up in something, they just always make you think that they're villainous or guilty, okay? There's a actor or character type who, when they show up in something, maybe they're not villainous, but they're up to something, up to no good, up to sneaky stuff, okay? Or lastly, characters who, despite maybe not being traditionally depicted as having done something bad, upon further review, we would like to bring forth the idea that maybe they did do something bad. So that's kind of the scope of people or things or ideas we're going to be drafting. Do you guys have anything to add to that? Does that seem
pretty
comprehensive to you?
Well, I did prep correctly. I feel good about it.
Oh, good.
Yay.
That's
wonderful.
So fun.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, we are going to do my favorite, honestly, my favorite portion of the whole episode every time we snake draft, which is the drawing for order.
Listen, I want to be first or second. Can we just... do that now.
No.
Do you want to pick your potential slot first? I think that's fine. You can do that.
Oh, how do we do it?
You got it.
What do we do? Ask her first, so you get to go first.
What are the shape options? Did you
say I'm gonna do A B C D. Just classic A B C D.
Nuts. Yeah.
You don't have the cards with the shapes this time?
No, I did. I thought you guys would ask for shapes, so I knew. So I did letters this time.
Okay, I'm going first. I pick A.
You pick A. A has gotten you the last draft pick.
Gosh,
draft
darn game. It!
Okay.
Some would call that hubris. I don't
know. Listen, I always think he won't make A the last one because that's embarrassing, but then you do.
Okay, Aaron, you have the next pick.
Three. No, the letters. Hold on.
I can do C. I don't know if that's your
equivalent.
Can you
imagine if you picked three and he was like, that's one.
I'm going to go B.
You're going to go B? You have the second pick overall.
Dagnabbit.
Okay, second pick overall.
That feels
okay, Jason, you have the next pick.
D.
You have the first pick. Congratulations.
So what's Knox?
So it's
third. You're third.
Hey, Jamie.
Jason.
No, wait, you're fourth. I'm third.
No, that's not true. That's not even true.
No, you're last.
No, I was second.
I'm fourth. She's second.
Jamie, I'll trade you.
For first?
You can't do that.
Yes.
That's not fair.
Why would you do that? You have to get, no, you can't just do a straight up trade.
Why?
There's a value chart. You have to get like, and a player to be named later.
I want fourth. Then I get fourth and fifth pick.
Okay. You have to say like a $15 Starbucks gift card to be named later.
Why am I going to pay him?
Yeah, because it's a superior.
Actually, I don't think you have to. If you both agree on the terms, then you should be able to switch.
Yeah, we agree that there is no paid terms.
Can the person who's not the commissioner of this draft stop talking and let the one who is the commissioner of the draft talk?
It feels like I don't think that we have voted on a commissioner.
To be fair, note for the audio, she is wearing her "I am the eldest boy" hat. So
that's right.
You said you're going to make fun of someone who has a disease.
I've just done a hostile takeover of this draft commission.
I'm going to make fun of sick people
now.
In this draft, is
no,
that okay?
I didn't. I asked if it was okay if I used someone who has a certain disease as an example of a villainous person.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah, and we are just
we're waiting.
The editing team is just waiting for that segment.
Okay, so I think I'm okay with that trade as long as you promise me something is going to be exchanged, some kind of like a gift card or like a gumball. Or high five.
Jamie's going to be sending me Amazon links that are affiliate links. So it benefits everybody.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to send him a link for a travel fan.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect. That's good enough for me. So that means, Jamie, you have first pick.
Yay. Nobody was going to take this. I don't know why even I needed to be first. But okay. I'm going to go with the category of actors who show up in something and they always make you think they're going to be villainous.
Okay.
And that is the classic villain, Glenn Close. Here, you've got a blonde, white boomer. It feels like it fits, right? Villain, but statistically, she actually holds some sort of like eidetic crown, which is one third of the movie she's made, she plays a villain.
Really?
And she's like 1,000 years old, right? And so Fatal Attraction, Dangerous Liaisons, 101 Dalmatians, Mary Riley, even the TV show Damages. She was like very Machiavellian, you know?
I would argue Hillbilly Elegy. She's also very
Hillbilly Elegy. Yeah. She also grew up in a cult. Did y'all know that Glenn Close?
What?
Grew up in a cult. From when I was 7 to when I was 22, I was in this group called MRA, which is it's a moral
rearmament.
And it was basically a cult. It has Christian roots. It has four absolutes: absolute honesty, purity, unselfishness, and love. She got out of that cult because I think she couldn't handle those absolutes because, again, she is a villain. She also feels like when you picture, like if I were to tell you, hey, there's a TikTok series where a black man is fishing in his neighborhood lake, but people keep asking him if he lives there. If you picture that woman, doesn't she look like Glenn Close?
Wow.
Yeah.
Justice for Glenn Close. She didn't ask to be born with that face. She just has that face.
I know. But again, one out of every three movies, she's like, I'm a B word. And I kind of like it. So if I see her in anything, even when she was at the Oscars, remember when she twerked at the pandemic Oscars? I was like, she's going to poop on someone. She's going to poop on a person of color and I'm not going to like it.
Wow.
But she didn't. But I thought she would. You know, because of her villain face.
Okay, Jason, over under 75 years old for Glenn Close.
Over 76.
Aaron?
Under 74.
It's over 76. 76 on the dot. That's pretty old. That's pretty old. That's a pretty old person to look villainous.
I feel like Helen Mirren is like 90.
Okay, you want to do this?
Helen Mirren, dead or alive?
Yeah, but the British
alive.
The British are cured in like a, you know, like a sauce.
Helen Mirren is 77 years old. Did you guys know Helen Mirren, she's in the hospital? Like, did you guys know she went to
right
the hospital?
Right now is not. She just narrated the Barbie movie I saw last night.
That
I
mean, was filmed a long time
ago. Again, that was a year ago, but she has been admitted to the hospital. Like,
for
today.
What?
I don't know. I don't have, it's just.
Listen, I love Aaron being like, she just narrated the, that's how much Aaron, listen, if y'all are ever like, are y'all worried that Aaron's going to take your job? She thought that Helen Mirren this weekend narrated.
She does it at every single theater. Helen Mirren's not in the hospital. Just
she is
so
not.
Know.
I don't see anything on the news
I know.
About
I just
that.
Wanted to slow Aaron's energy down and see, was she like, oh no.
Or see,
was
she now like, I think you sped it up. Now you've added a hill to it. She's going to go downhill.
Jamie, I will agree with you. Short hair, Glenn Close. Very
okay.
Villainous. Long hair, Glenn Close.
Fatal Attraction.
Not as villainous. Not no. as villainous to me.
That rabbit. No?
I mean, according to the rabbit, yeah, definitely.
What
she's,
did she do to
she's
the rabbit?
Definitely.
I've never seen it.
Bald that mother.
Like alive?
Yes.
Bald that mother. Bald that mother. I personally really enjoy when she makes her cameo on Hook as just like the pirate in the treasure chest.
Oh, yeah, she's not really a villain in that. She's just
she's a bad team pirate.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, could. It's implied that she's a bad person.
Or is Peter Pan really the villain?
I think pirates, as a general rule, are all bad.
I mean, you don't know. That's a pretty broad brush.
Maybe they're misunderstood.
No, they're not misunderstood. Yeah. They are stealing things. They are killing.
What if they don't have a choice?
Let's rebrand Robin Hood as a land pirate.
Okay. I mean, I would say Jake and the Neverland
so suddenly
Pirates.
Suddenly, Robin
they're
Hood,
cool.
The animated fox, is not as sexy, is he?
No, he's still. Just because you're a bad person doesn't mean you can't be sexy. Just because you're a fox doesn't mean you can't be sexy.
Good to
That's
know.
True. Unethical behavior and sexiness is not. They're not mutually exclusive.
Absolutely.
Things.
Sometimes yeah, they're mutually inclusive. To be honest.
I like that, Jamie. I think that's a really good pick. First
Thank
overall
you.
In the draft. That's what you wanted the first pick for. Is Glenn
I
Close?
Wanted. Well, I wanted to go first with something classic. It's
that was like the LeBron
downhill.
James of this draft for you.
Number
oh,
one,
Glenn
Listen,
Close.
Glenn Close, most decorated woman to never win an award.
Some people most are saying that's the Tom Brady woman. Pick. Like you could have had her in the sixth round, probably with Irina Shayk.
How
you know?
Dare you? Glenn Close know. Is a first round pick for me forever until she dies in 1.5 years.
I got to be honest. I don't know who's second. I don't know who's second.
It's me.
It's Aaron.
It's me.
It's Aaron. Okay, Aaron, you have the
okay.
second pick.
I got a couple options here. I'm not sure which to go to first. I think I'm gonna do. Okay, I'm not gonna say my thing about the diseases. I don't think that is gonna be a good thing. So I'm gonna. Good.
We're not gonna test
Jason,
it.
Keep this in. Keep this.
I'm gonna massage it. So I'm gonna say it without saying it.
She wants to see. She just wants to see everybody else what they're doing. Like
no,
what they're up to.
I'm just gonna. So it's men with watery or light colored eyes. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
This is like men who have kind of butthole eyes.
Well, those are two different
those
things.
Those are
I
different
think.
Things.
No. It's a combination.
Oh, you're putting it under an umbrella.
Right. It's an umbrella. So watery, light colored butthole eyes.
We're not drafting umbrellas. We're drafting very specific things.
Not,
you can't take all eye stuff.
I don't appreciate. You know what? I feel like you're kind of getting a little bit of a. Energy.
Wow, no, I didn't think we did that early in the episode.
Aaron, I'm gonna check your hand gesture that you're just making.
I don't,
because
I don't like
no one.
I don't like it. I don't like what you're bringing. I don't like the energy that you're bringing to this.
No, I will allow. She can have all weird
no,
eye
can't.
Stuff.
Yeah,
she,
no, she can.
Yeah, men, she can. Men
you
whose
take,
eyes, whose eye area looks like it's been soaked in formaldehyde.
You
okay?
can't take Pete Davidson and Cillian Murphy. Those
yes,
are
I can.
Two different eyes.
I'm,
no, you
I'm
can't.
Not talking about. I'm not talking about Cillian Murphy. Okay,
Cillian.
I'm gonna call him what I want to call him.
Right. That's how. And that's what people. Love.
I don't know. Him.
He's like Aaron. I've got your back, and then.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, that's the story of my life, Jason. Okay? She's got my back and then she's stabbing it, okay?
Well, for a good time and a
so,
laugh. Yeah,
listen, I'm talking, this is a Steve Buscemi vibe. This is a Mad Mickelson vibe. A Rami Malek, a Pete Davidson. I think the Hadids actually get in here.
They do.
They look like they have rheumatism. Of the eye.
Yeah, Yolanda Hadid, the Hadid mother, would always be like, make her eyes not look like that, like
yeah.
with a makeup artist.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's like a, they look like they've got a disease
sure.
of the eye. Maybe
okay.
a pink eye or something. They just look like they're up to
like
something.
Like a block.
Just point
up.
Of clarification. Are you talking about interior of the eye or around the eye?
It's a little bit of both.
It's not got, a little bit of both. When you're drafting, you can't say, I would like to take all the fast running backs, please. No. They would.
No. I think I can because this is pretend. And so what I would like to do.
Good point. Good point.
This is checkmate. Just, this is people who look like they have not slept in a long time. Mm-hmm. They've got, there's just something going on in the eyes.
Something up in the eyes.
And it's, but it's really those particular type of people.
Like a sty? Okay. Like if somebody has
it's
a sty.
It's not a sty.
Because that's temporary.
Yeah, it's not a sty.
You mean something inherited, they've inherited.
It's inherited. I want
to
say.
Pink eye? Conditionally, do they get to be on your team?
Look, it's. Okay.
There it is.
Great. Okay. You pushed me too far.
Okay. Yeah, I was just about to ask, are we going to just name the disease now that you've described every single part of it, or are we just not going to name it?
You've WebMD'd the entirety of it, but no. Go.
You feel good about that.
I don't, and I would like for you to edit that out. My name is Erin Moon, and I fully support this edit. You made me say it. I'm trying not to be offensive, but look. You look like you've done like a line of coke behind an alley, and you just look like you're up to something. I can't help it. I feel like, and look, that's made Steve Buscemi rich, and I think he should be proud of that.
Let me connect a couple of dots here. You believe that they look, you know, very sleepy or weathered, mm-hmm. but then you also believe that they've done some coke in an alley. Is that correct? Because I've never done coke, but
I was thinking the same thing, Jason. I wasn't gonna say anything. That was more of a nasal situation. But she also said Mad Mickelson instead of Mads, like it's Mad Max, but it's Mad Mickelson. So I'm just gonna let her cook.
I don't know.
It's Killian.
I feel like the S is silent for his name. I'm gonna say Cillian.
That's a hot take.
But not in the last name, just the first name.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. No. Yeah. When it's in the word, that's the thing. Anyway, so you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
I feel like
I think that's a great choice.
Kansas understands what
Top
I'm saying.
Top notch.
So anybody with a weird eye sitch is Aaron's now.
Again, Steve, Mad.
Again, you
Rami.
Can fix a lot of that with just some concealer.
But
it's a great choice. That's a
great
choice.
But I feel like they have built empires on
this. They
have,
for sure.
And good for them.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pick, I'm going to go a little bit out of the box a little bit, maybe go more to the rule three that I laid out, and I'm going to go Willy Wonka. I'm going to pick Willy Wonka. Because, you know, the whole, we're getting obviously the Willy Wonka movie with Timothy Chalamet. I know Jason and I specifically, we had a lot of reservations about this.
I hate it.
You said you don't need any more Wonkas ever. Like, you're
absolutely
done with Wonkas.
Not. Disgusting.
And he does seem too frail to be a chocolate maker.
I think the issue I think I had, and Jason will speak for you, but I feel like this was your issue as well, just didn't seem like a good actor in this movie, in this trailer. So that's some issues I have with that.
He looks
that.
Like he's making a movie for VBS.
Yes.
It feels like, honestly, it feels like so watching weird. Myself in a movie where you need a lot of charisma, but you don't have a lot of charisma, but you're trying as hard to act like you have charisma.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. But
he doesn't have
I'm gonna
the
go
riz.
Willy Wonka. No riz in that, but I'm going to go Willy Wonka because when you look at the fundamentals, like this is probably someone who did it. And when I say it, I mean the murderer of all those children, but also a lot of things we don't even know about, because let's go back to the basics. Who is Willy Wonka? He's a mysterious recluse who runs a candy company. Aaron, typically who do candy companies appeal to? Like who's
children.
A audience?
Children.
Interesting.
PMS women.
Or PMS women. He wants to come up with a succession plan, so he needs to send out golden tickets randomly. Jason, mm-hmm. would you like to tell me who receives those golden tickets? Who are the only winners of the golden tickets?
Sleeping grandfather?
Nope, not sleeping grandfathers. Only children.
Oh, only children.
Children.
Why were there that many people in that bed, though? You all have talked
family
about
bed.
That before.
That's an Arkansas vibe.
Man,
I got a lot.
Listen, I'll tell you who's the real villain of that movie is that Grandpa Joe. He's
Grandpa
a
Joe.
Thank
he's
you.
He's like, I can't work. I can't help. We only eat soup. I'm good enough to go on a tour. No
Willy,
problems
Willy
there.
Wonka on the motorcycle, Grandpa Joe on the sidecar. They are
and
working
you know,
together.
And you know there is some shady stuff going on in that bed. There is some
Thank you.
Like
Thank
what
you.
Swinging, yep. some foot
They're
stuff.
They're all family members.
Incest swinging.
No, but like yep. I'm saying like, Grandpa of the other couple is hooking up with, I don't know, maybe Grandpa Joe.
Some cross grandparent things.
There's some cross pollination.
Is it
going
swinging
on
if it's incest? I think it's just incest. I don't think it counts as swinging.
I mean,
yeah,
it's definitely not incest. Yeah, at
all.
Is incest the umbrella or swinging the umbrella?
I think incest would have to loop in Charlie's parents or Charlie. Am I
That's
right?
What I'm saying. Like, they're not related by blood.
Aaron, what you're saying is you're putting a lot going on under those sheets that we're not seeing. That, frankly, is not in the text or the movie. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
But does not involve Willy Wonka. So
that does not. That's
right,
not Willy Wonka's
right.
fault.
You're right.
He's not
you're
Brian
right. You're right. Yeah. You're exactly.
Point conceded.
And to your point, Knox, I don't think he actually killed any of the children. Now, from a tax liability perspective, are they on his property? Sure,
yes, of
they
course.
Are. But,
but I thought he has some ironclad insurance.
Exactly. Oh, there's a waiver in that golden ticket,
saying.
Guys.
Yeah,
there's a
exactly.
big waiver. Yeah. Now, so the one kid who does win, what's the succession plan? Does he say, hey, Charlie, great job. Love your morality. I'd like you to go to the finest business school and get an MBA, or maybe go to like a chemistry school, if that's the thing, and like learn about sugar and chocolate. No, he says, I want you to stay with me in my giant factory filled with millions of rooms that no one can see into, and I'm just going to teach you. Would anybody be okay with that? Would anybody, if that was your child, would you be like, great, sounds like a great plan.
Yeah.
This mysterious recluse.
No, it's a horrible plan. My favorite part of this is you, the English major, calling a medical school a chemistry school.
Chemistry school?
Do you know definitively? I don't think you do. So I just think, like, did Willy Wonka kill his kids? No. Are we sure that he didn't have something to do with it?
He didn't kill those kids, but what about other kids?
Do we know what happened with Charlie? Did we see the end of that?
Where'd we get all that chocolate from?
Like, have you seen the meme of Charlie's teeth?
No, I have
Y'all got to look up that meme. I hope Indy puts it in the show notes.
She will. She's faithful.
That meme of Charlie's teeth will haunt you.
Indy, you don't have to. You don't have to be bullied into putting that. And I just want to say for the listener, the amount of hand gestures Aaron's given off in all of this conversation is unparalleled. Frankly, unprecedented.
I didn't think you could see me.
I've got it widened out now.
Oh, dang.
Does that change how you're going to act now that I can
see
you?
It does a little bit. I didn't know anybody could see me.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I don't think anybody could ever see me.
I can see you right now.
I know you can. My God.
Okay. Jason, with the fourth pick that you traded for a link to an Amazon product that you're not going to buy
for something to take to Italy. And we will put it in the show notes, you guys.
I probably am going to buy, and I hope that it's sent as an affiliate link so that we all benefit from this, you know?
That's so,
All right, with my first pick in the end of round one, I'm going to take Ryan Reynolds.
Yes!
Famously mediocre Ryan Reynolds.
Excuse me?
According to Jamie.
I love him. Not according to me. I want to make that very clear. Oh. I love him so, so much. But there has to be a deal with the devil going on in this man's life, because all of a sudden, everything he touches turns to gold, where we had to deal with like Six Underground. We had to deal with all these terrible movies that he was in. Not the first Deadpool, but when he was Deadpool in the Wolverine movies. And now everything he touches is just incredible. I don't know what his next movie coming out is. It's probably going to, I mean, Deadpool 3 is just shut down production. But he now, and Knox, you're going to love this because I know you're a big fan. He now bought into F1. Okay. So not only does he have a soccer team.
Yeah.
And that's why I was talking about maybe soccer is kind of better, because Ryan likes it. And if Ryan likes it, I like it. You know what I mean? But now he's on the Alpine team in F1. But everything this guy touches business. Yes.
It's called Alpine.
That's correct. It's French. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's called Alpine.
Yep. Yep. Really hit the emphasis on the second syllable.
I'll say this. I just looked up his IMDb. He has 10 projects upcoming.
Yeah.
Including that god-awful Red Notice 2. Knox made that happen. I'm so angry about
that. You're welcome.
But he's also going to be Detective Pikachu in Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
He's also got a movie, something called Father Mucka, which I just love. I'm all in. I don't know what it is, but I'm all in.
I do actually like that, yeah. And Clue. He's in the remake of Clue.
Oh my gosh, he's going to be incredible in that. Did you see the first Pokemon Detective Pikachu?
No, was he that Detective Pikachu too?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was very successful. Is another one of those things that, like, okay, this is going to be weird. He's the voice of Pikachu. Yeah. And it was absolutely incredible. It was so much fun if you're into Pokemon, or your kids are, which my kids are. So I never did Pokemon growing up, but that movie was incredible. But everything he touches, I swear, there's some kind of deal made here with Maximum Effort and all that stuff that he has going on, that he made a deal with the devil at some point. And I just am... I'm very dubious of his situation now.
He's suspicious. He falls into the suspicious category.
Absolutely.
It's a good point, because you go from a lot of hitman's bodyguards and bodyguard hitman wives, and now all of a sudden everything's great. Like, welcome to Wrexham, Deadpool is making $1 billion with gin and like a phone company. I don't know what, it feels like something turned. So I like the suspicion here. I think that's really good, Jason.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Olive & June. As a longtime user, like like 6 years, and a huge fan of Olive and June. I still can't get over how easy and convenient their manny systems are. Between hosting 2 podcasts, planning a live show, and our latest merch launch, I haven't had much time for like self-care and sitting around at a salon for hours. No time, but I do love having pretty nails, and it's during these busy, hectic times that I'm especially thankful for Olive and June. Their manny and pedi systems come with everything you could possibly need to have salon-worthy nails genuinely at home whenever you want them, even if you only have 5 minutes. I love how Olive and June, they've created products for those of us with a lot on our plates who maybe are not great at doing their nails. Like, I don't have a ton of skill set. And look, they've made it easy. The number of times I've done my nails in a rush as I'm about to run out the door and then end up smudging them, it's super embarrassing. You'd think I'd learn by now, but no more. Olive and June's line of tab press-ons are a life hack I never want to live without. They're so easy to put on and come in different sizes, so you can always find the perfect fit for you. They look so real and they last like 10 or more days, and they're not damaging like gel. I love that I can order them as part of the Manny system with up to 4 different tab sets. It's the perfect time-saving prezi for myself. Visit oliveandjune.com/popcast for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/popcast for 20% off your first system. This episode is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Aura Frames. I am super excited to share that this brand is not only Knox and Jamie approved, but more importantly, it's Chuck and Jan approved. Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected frames with unlimited storage, so you can share as many photos you want from your phone and they just magically appear on the frame. If Chuck and Jan aren't enough of an endorsement, it's also been named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter. It's such a fun gift for all ages. Do you know what my favorite part of the Aura frame is? I haven't been called over to Chuck and Jan's house even once for like Tech Sunday to like set it up, to fix it. It's truly the perfect set it and forget it gift in the best way possible. I was over to their house for Easter dinner. My niece sent all the adorable photos we had taken of my cutie patootie great nephews to Chuck and Jan's Aura frame. And it was so easy and seamless and fun to have the photos show up before we even left the house. Jan is the most difficult person to buy gifts for. And I was excited to see how much she loves her Aura frame, because I immediately decided to get one for her bedside table for Mother's Day this year. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code PODCAST at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Has everyone's social calendar suddenly picked up, or is it just me? This is that magical time of the year when I can actually enjoy a patio lunch with Jan or just be outside for longer than 10 minutes without immediately regretting every life choice. You know what I mean? Since this beautiful weather only lasts about 5 days in Alabama, it's always tempting to cram in as many social gatherings as possible, for I need to limit myself to indoor-only activities, and it can be easy to ignore my social battery and spread myself too thin. As an extrovert, I tend to thrive around people, and I always thought the more the merrier when it came to social commitments. Therapy has been super helpful in giving me the self-awareness I needed to build a social life that does not drain my battery. Being able to not only recognize my boundaries, but be able to enforce them has been so helpful in creating some balance in my life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Since it's entirely online, the convenience truly cannot be beat, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/popcastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/popcastpod.
My next pick, I'm going to be taking Uncle Joey from Full House.
Oh, I can't believe it. You son of a bitch. That's on my list right now.
Oh, no, it is not. Justice for Alanis.
Best friend.
Well, just to be clear, I traded down. So the fact that you didn't take him is not my problem. You had a pick ahead of me. You didn't take
him. You're not wrong. I blame Jamie for this.
I don't know why he's on your list. So I'm actually very interested about that. But for me, it's so evident that he's running a fight club in the basement, because we only see the basement like in 3 or 4 episodes, and that back door is super close to the entrance of the basement. There's something sketchy going on down there that we need more information on, because you'll notice like not very many people go down there, and when we do, we only get scenes very, you know, how big is the basement? Is it a full house basement? Because if you're in one of those row homes, it's probably the entire footprint of the first floor, which is that big room and then the kitchen, but we only see a portion of it. And so I think that there's something sketchy going on down there.
First of all, I love the take of Full House. Doesn't seem like a full house. Am I wrong? You're not wrong. It feels very spaced out. It's not very full. It's kind of luxurious when you think about it. So I'm sorry. Continue, please.
No. That's what I had. What was going to be your take on Uncle Joey?
Well, you know, very infamously, I wrote about this in All Things Are Considered, about how he's probably the parent of all the girls, because they're sandy blonde. Bob Saget and his late wife in the show, they're very not blonde. So it's weird genetically.
Right. And when he tries to move out, all the girls want to go live with their dad, Uncle Joey.
That's exactly right. And also, like, why is he there? Because Uncle Jesse's there and he's family to take care of the situation after his sister passes away. Uncle Joey has no reason to be there. He's just the guy there. That's kind of weird. The Alanis Morissette song, they're just kind of weird. Just kind of a strange thing. And that's more Dave Coulier territory.
And she was super young when they dated. Like,
I don't know that, but that also feels weird too. I will agree with that. He did America's Funniest People, where he tried to like cuck Bob Saget and be like, I'm going to do my own funny videos with his people, not videos. I didn't like that. That's not cool. Mm-mm. And he just announced, I guess today or like at the end of last week, that he's doing a Full House rewatch podcast. And you know my feelings on that.
No.
That means he's competing with Kimmy Gibbler and I think Stephanie. They're doing their own rewatch. There's two Full House rewatches coming.
For the record, Alanis Morissette was 18 and Dave Coulier was 33.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not great, you guys.
That is not great.
But she made a lot of money off of that, so good for her.
Oh, okay. Jason, two great picks. Two really great picks.
Thank you.
I'm really happy with those for you. My board scrambled. I'm going to be honest with you. My board is scrambled. So I'm going to go. This feels like a reach, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do Sydney, Neve Campbell from Scream. She's the protagonist. She is the lead of the series. I think there's six total movies. She's been in five. She wasn't in the sixth one. But I always like to go back. Same thing to Willy Wonka. If this happened in real life, if we were reading an article about this or listening to a podcast about this, and I said, hey, there's this person who has been at the center of this plot to kill her with someone who wears a mask, so we don't know their identity, and 46 people total have died around trying to kill her, but she's actually never died. Wouldn't you think that's kind of weird?
And multiple people actually don that mask, right? It's not just one person plotting.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly.
Scream murderers is her own brother that her mother abandoned as a baby.
That's right. That's right. So it's just, and then the sixth one, she doesn't show up, but like more people than ever die. And I think that's clearly like she's trying to distance herself. So I just think, I don't know what's going on with Sydney, but it feels like she is someone who definitely either did it or has something to do with it, you know, because I can't believe it would happen that many times and she wouldn't have some kind of involvement with it. I'm not trying to victim blame, but I'm just like, my hands are up a little bit. Aaron.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going Suspicious and Dubious haircuts on people.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, I look forward to hearing what these are.
Okay. So Jareth, the Goblin King.
Right.
Suspect.
Yes.
Annie Wilkes from Misery. Suspect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cersei Lannister gets a bad haircut.
Sure, gets a bad. Right? Yeah.
Cruella DeVille. Suspect.
The color job is not quality.
Not quality. Javier Bardem, No Country for Old Men. Javier Bardem, Skyfall. Okay.
Also not great.
I think when you have a bad haircut or a suspicious haircut, I'm just like my antenna goes up a little bit.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like this is already a sign that you can't be
trusted. It's a sign that you cannot be trusted. You don't make good decisions in the chair.
Mm.
You don't make good decisions in life.
What about a shorty bang?
Listen, we know people with the shorty bang, so I'm not here to shorty bang shame.
Okay. No, but are you like, hey, you're a good person, but I was suspicious because of your shorty bang?
Maybe I need to see more examples of your decision making.
That's right. I just need a little more evidence.
I just need more context.
Aaron, I got to give you a big compliment because you fumbled the eye situation.
Yeah.
But you landed the hair situation.
First of all, I do not think I fumbled the eye situation.
Yeah, you definitely did. You wanted,
that's okay.
You wanted all weird. You wanted all weird eyes, and we couldn't go there with you. But somehow you just took every weird haircut on male or female or they across the board in all of pop culture, and all of us were just shaking our heads yes at you. So kudos to you. What a rebound.
Because to be fair, the eye thing was a genetic issue, and so you can't make it. It's hard to
No, I still stand by my eyes.
I just don't like the fact she was like, if there's anyone I don't like their eyes, they're mine. I have them now. And it just felt like a lot.
It was that, but then...
That's not my fault that I was elite status on the draft. Weird.
She did the same thing for hair, but you were like, okay.
Right.
It's good because like, it tracks. It's like, she gets Dwight Schrute. She gets Napoleon Dynamite. She gets all these bad haircut people.
Yeah.
And it's
just but she just double drafted Glenn Close, and we all just said yes to it as Cruella De Vil.
No, Glenn Close belongs to me.
Too bad.
No, she's talking about Cruella De Vil. She's talking about Emma Stone. She's talking about Emma Stone.
And the animated one. I get her, too.
You can have her, but not Glenn Close.
Nope, I get Glenn Close, too.
No, you can't have her.
Too bad.
I already took her. That's how a draft works.
You made a hat once, but I got her all the time.
Phil Spector. Remember Phil Spector? That's crazy.
Oh, I got him, too.
God, it's good. It's really good.
She's got it for eyes and for
hair. I've got a pedophile and a probable murderer. That's just two people. Aaron's got an army.
I got eyes and hair.
I know. She's coming for lips next.
Yep.
Guess what? You got a weird butt? You're mine next.
There's a clear trend in Aaron's picks.
Aaron was like,
literally went ears next.
Listen, when Aaron sat down to her whiteboard, she was like, literally like, well, I don't know any movies or acronyms, so what else could I do?
Aaron, would Grimace count in this?
It's killing. She's killing it.
What? Would Grimace count in this? Because he doesn't have hair? Like the absence of hair feels like
Grimace has all the hair.
Grimace is not a villain. He's not villainous.
No, but Grimace
but
is.
Some of the people Napoleon Dynamite is not a villain. Oh, but he's suspicious.
100% is.
He's not the villain.
Yes,
I think Tina,
is.
the what is it? It's not
the llama.
The llama would argue that he probably is. Uncle Rico would probably argue that he is. No, I think Grimace is when he said he had this cool milkshake at McDonald's and my youngest daughter wanted to get that milkshake and I drove around to all the McDonald's and they never had that milkshake. So he is a bit of a villain to me.
It's actually not very good. I will say that. Yeah, it's very blueberry in nature. Yeah, it's not good.
It's just she wanted to know. Marketing. She wanted to experience
marketing.
It for herself.
It's marketing.
Yeah. Jamie, now you have two picks back to back.
I get two. Okay, I'm going to pick two very good ones. So the first one, of course, we can all agree is Tom Hanks. So... picture right now in your mind palace, picture any pastor who has embezzled money or sexually harassed a children's ministry secretary. What does he look like? Yes, Tom Hanks. Now, never forget that Never forget that Tom Hanks cheated on his first wife and the stay-at-home mom to his two young children with Rita Wilson. Okay, don't forget that. And then what did he have with Rita Wilson? Chet. Chet, who feels like the child of a villain, right? 100%. And then he told us recently that he thinks nepotism in Hollywood isn't a thing. That actually it just matters if you're talented, not what your name is. Mm. Oh, is that how Colin Hanks has gotten so many chances despite how many times he's failed at acting? He also ruined a perfectly good book called The Circle. Joe FOX is a misogynist who ruins Kathleen Kelly's family legacy because he knows she likes daisies. Okay, have higher standards, ladies. And you might be like, well, but he's great. He's got so many great films. Does he? Have you seen Ithaca or Bonfire of the Vanities or all the Da Vinci films? Did you see what he did to Geppetto last year and Pinocchio? What about Larry Crown, The Lady Killers, The Burbs, Dragnet, Elvis, The Man with One Red Shoe? Any of those? He's not good in any of them.
I have a hot take.
Yeah?
I like the Da Vinci Code movies.
Holy moly.
I like them.
Well, you know why you can't have them? Because of his hair. You've lost him.
Aaron, what is it about the Da Vinci Code movies?
I like...
First question, have you seen them?
I have.
Okay. Okay.
All three?
All of them. And I think...
All of them that I've seen.
I know when she clears her throat, it means she... If I had said all four, she would have said all four.
Okay, I have seen two of them. And I think... I just think it's fun to take a little romp through... fun cathedrals and
no, I think that's fun too. And the book was amazing.
Yeah,
but their portrayal was not. Yeah. Audrey Tautou.
I don't need it to be good. Not.
Aaron,
I just need
Aaron,
to
you're gonna love National Treasure. Then you're gonna be.
National Treasure head, dog. I love that.
Okay, and I will say about Tom Hanks. You know who uses typewriters? Poets and murderers. Do you really want to roll the dice on that? No, you do not. That seems suspicious.
I don't like lose situation.
Yeah,
you know?
Tom Hanks is a situation. Okay, my next pick. Oh, I get to go twice. And this is my favorite pick of all time. I should have done it first draft, but I knew none of you would pick it because it is Olivia Pope. from Scandal.
Wow.
Listen, and to be fair, she girl bossed me all the way to the sun. I loved her so much, I decided to quit my full-time day job while watching an episode of season 2 of Scandal, which is arguably the best season of Scandal. 100%.
She was the one.
She was the one. Now,
she and the Lord.
Now, I will forgive her for the affair with the president because it's Tony. Fitzy is a sexy man. When he showed up in Oppenheimer, I was like, Fitzy's here. I loved it. It was such a fun
surprise. Yeah, when Fitz rolls up and I'm like, what are you doing here, my man?
I'm like, how you doing? And they were hot together. Plus, Melly was a situation and she was having her own affair. So I'll let that go. But there is a laundry list of why it's very likely if Olivia Pope shows up in your life, you're about to die. Because she rigged the election for her boyfriend. She treated Noel from Felicity like a stray dog. Remember when she beat that guy to death with a metal chair, despite the fact that he was evil, but he was in a wheelchair because he was paralyzed from the waist down. She also didn't try to save her number two, Quinn, when Quinn was kidnapped by Olivia's own father. She blew up the plane with that president of a fictional country and his daughter on it, but it was a commercial flight. So it also had 200 other innocent people on it. She tried to poison that first that new first lady. And I will give her credit for popularizing girl dinner, but popcorn and wine is not a solid food pyramid, even for a treasonous murderer like Olivia. Mm. Olivia,
did you see Popeye's girl dinner that they came out with? What? It's just like two biscuits and fries. I was like,
I'm going to get it tonight.
I think I like girl dinners.
I'm going to get it tonight. Girl dinner.
I want it.
I love girl dinner. So Olivia Pope, she's probably done it. Like, and literally, like, if she walks by you, she probably just left a murder. Like, truly.
I will co-sign this because the fact that she tolerated Puck. Was it Puck? Was that his name?
Puck,
he just looked menacing, but he breathed like he's like a big nose breather. He was just like, like that was his like menacing aspect. I just didn't like that. Just like
that's a fair concern. Her entourage wasn't great. Like to be honest,
it was not great.
No.
Jason, did you ever spend any time with Scandal? Did you get into that?
I did not. And based on the list of things that Jamie just said,
what?
Killed a man with a metal chair, like a metal folding chair, like in a WWE match or what?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a match, but it was like straight up.
In a room he was sitting in, and he was in the wheelchair, and she just went to town on him with a metal chair till he died.
Yeah, if you like monologues and like
he was evil, but also there's another way to kill him. He's in a wheelchair. Like you could just poison him or killed another person with poison. So that's why I'm saying she has other options. They don't all have to be the same.
Should we think Jeff ways to kill somebody? Like, yes. Just like I'll dog ear that.
Aaron was very, very quick on the yes on that.
I think that could be fun. That could be fun.
Okay, Aaron.
Back to you, Aaron.
I'm going to go Christoph Waltz.
Oh, that's a good one. He's on my list.
Good one.
Okay. He just looks like someone who is looking for an excuse to make a human centipede in his basement. But, like, I kind of like him.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Also,
those are weird back-to-back sentences, but
I get it. He just, first of all, where did he come from, right? He comes on the scene. He's like 50 years old out of nowhere. And he's like, I'm from Austria. What have I been doing my whole life? I don't even know.
Okay.
And he like,
Aaron, now do your Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
I'm also from Austria. To be fair, you just sounded like a vampire from What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
You did a great job.
Thank you. But it's just like, he was like a baby opera singer when he was a child.
Oh.
And
which also seems suspicious.
Right. Like, what's that about? That sounds weird. And then he's like, also, my mom died when I was young. That, which is sad.
Are you suspecting him of that?
Wait, are you saying that people who lost their moms as children are villains?
I'm stating facts.
Got it.
And you have to come to.
But what about all the Disney princesses? All their moms died young.
Just stating facts. And you gotta come up with your own conclusions.
Aaron's so he's like, Bambi. Where was Bambi?
Where was
Do
Bambi?
We know where Bambi was?
Where was Neve Campbell?
Dumbo,
Where was Bambi? But my point is, he's like, in Austria, I'm a baby opera singer, and I will do this opera. And then
it's sounding more French to me.
I understand. You just have to go with me, okay? I'm not I'm not trained in Austrian.
You literally have a degree in theater.
Not an Austrian accent.
I'm just saying. Okay? I'm sure you took some accent work.
Okay, I did, but like, you know, it's been a minute and I didn't prep. So, but what I'm saying is he just shows up all of a sudden and then he's doing like Quentin Tarantino, like dark stuff.
Can I just push back a little bit?
He keeps doing dark stuff.
Django Unchained.
When you say he shows up all of a sudden, he has 90 acting credits, just not in America, before Inglourious Basterds.
What are you doing?
Nobody's watching Ein Mordisches Erbe. Nobody's watching that.
Okay. That's fine.
And they're watching it over there, but what is that over there? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it is.
America's the only cinema that matters, God.
No, it's not that. It's just like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what you're doing over there.
Yes.
So it's just like, all of a sudden, now we're Quentin Tarantino-ing, and we're killing a lot of people. It's just very dark. I don't know.
He does have a vibe. Although he is a good guy in Django Unchained.
That feels like to throw me off.
That's fair.
I didn't
that's
see
fair.
That one.
You didn't,
you know.
Like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I've really only seen him in one.
I was going to say, what have you seen him
in? Well, I've only seen him in Inglourious Basterds. And then one other one that I don't remember.
Alita Battle Angel?
It's probably Alita Battle Angel.
Wasn't that.
Was the Legend
Big
of Tarzan?
Eyes? Big Eyes. Horrible Bosses 2.
The Legend of Tarzan.
It was Spectre.
Oh, wow. The Legend of Tarzan.
What happened to Legend of Tarzan, by the way?
I don't recall, if I'm being honest. But he looks like one of those
like
guys.
She didn't even try. It's the Legend of Tarzan. I can make a guess.
He looks like one of those guys that doesn't have the color in his eyes. He just has a pupil.
So you've already drafted him, though.
What? Technically, you're redrafting, Aaron.
An iris.
No, he does not have a roomy eye. He doesn't have an eye with a roomy, watery discharge.
Well, that's
he doesn't
Margot
have bubble
Robbie
eyes. He has the eyes
Margot
of someone
Robbie
who could be
Tarzan.
A butthole. Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Maybe I didn't see that.
Oh, I knew I could...
Muppets Most Wanted. He's in Muppets Most Wanted. Ask Christoph Waltz.
He's in Muppets Most
Wanted. He plays himself. He's a cameo. Yeah.
I don't think I saw that. Mm. I don't remember what
else. That's a good choice, though. If you see him, you're like, uh-oh, where's the milk?
Yeah,
here it comes.
The milk?
Yeah.
The milk.
Inglourious Basterds.
Did you see Inglourious Basterds? Good Lord. golly. The milk. It's the only thing that matters in that scene.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Sure,
yeah. It's a good pick. It was on my list.
Anyway, I think I did it justice.
You did it. You nailed it.
I think you just landed both planes on
Thank
both
you.
Your picks.
Lots of
different ways. In different ways. You know, a crash landing is a landing, I would say.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to pick striking foreign actresses as they probably did it. Okay. So anyone that you've seen, like a Marion Cotillard. You see a Marion Cotillard?
Yeah.
You think, I'm a little skeptical about this person. You see a Charlize Theron?
Oh.
Or Jamie calls her a Charlize Theron. Jodie Comer. Rachel Weisz. Selma Hayek.
Yes.
Helena Bonham Carter. Tilda Swinton.
Yes.
All of these women, you think, you're very attractive, and you're probably also going to kill me.
Yeah, you're going to. Okay yeah, no, that's perfect choice. Yeah.
I thought you were saying a man that would strike. A foreign actress.
I did actually think you would say someone who would hit. I did also think who you would hit.
And I was like, that is true. Yeah.
Domestic abuse is cool.
That it was cool, but a man that would hit
would
a foreign actress.
Would you include Nicole Kidman in this?
No, I don't think I would. Because I
she
think of her as
too,
from Nashville.
She's lived in Tennessee too long. She's too American now.
Yeah, I think she's from like an AMC theaters now. That's her place of residence.
Oh, that's fair. What about a Penelope Cruz?
I haven't seen her in enough. So, you know, it's a membership and you gotta reapply. And I just want to see her in some stuff, you know.
Does she get roped in with Javier?
With his
weird hair?
Uh-huh.
Oh, does Penelope Cruz have weird hair? What's your question?
No, I'm
Aaron?
Just saying.
Honestly, I don't know your question.
No, well, they're married.
They're married. Javier and Penelope are married.
She's like, are they both drafted out?
Oh, like, is it like a reverse? You can't testify against me, but you do like get
that's
drafted.
That's right. Yeah,
me.
They become one. Knox, yep, have you ever been to a wedding?
The funny part of this,
anniversary.
We're recording on his anniversary.
I know you, and exactly actually right. are one according to the law and God.
You're right, and I should have made that connection.
I don't know that they're one according to the law.
I mean, yeah, like she could.
I don't
go to
think
jail
the law says it's one person.
Yeah.
Taxes.
Yeah. You're still a couple. Still filed. God, how are Ben and Aaron's taxes going?
Oh, I think you can file separately.
We have two CPAs.
Is Ben
you have two CPAs? That's not good.
Yeah. It's complicated. Don't ask about it, guys. Please, no, because people on the internet will be like, I can help you. You sound like you're really having a problem.
They will. And Jason, please keep this in so she will get inundated.
No, I don't want your help. No, we need two. You don't understand. It's very complicated.
You're right.
Well, definitely don't DM her if you have weird eyes or a weird haircut. Yeah. She's not interested.
You're on my list. You're on my team, though.
You'd be my CPA, but you got those milky eyes. I'm sorry. I cannot use you.
You have a watery discharge.
Aaron, what are your CPAs telling you that filed jointly?
Do they know about each other?
Do they know about each other?
They're trying to meet up, but one doesn't use
email. Are you paying
email.
Double taxes?
No, I'm not paying
you're double using tax. A CPA that doesn't use email?
Well, he uses email, but he won't use it to like talk to the other one. He wants to meet the other one
in person, like at a Starbucks.
Yeah. Breakfast meeting. No. Yeah. Power move. Power what? Move, dog. I love
his
it.
Name
that's
is
good.
You have to delete that.
Can we bleep the name?
Let's bleep it. You have hired a person with that last
that's
name.
That's Ben's guy.
Ben. Okay.
Who's your person?
Her name is
what's her last name?
But you have to bleep that.
No, we'll bleep it. But like, I'm going to say you have the better named CPA than Ben.
No,
does.
I know. Yeah. She knows that too. She's good.
Good stuff. That's She's good keeping, stuff.
Yeah. That is good.
Anyway.
Jason, back to you for your last two.
Do I have to follow that up? All right. I'm going to pick my CPA and my wife's CPA.
I mean, impromptu pick anyone who has multiple CPAs probably
that's
did.
Yes, that's dubious. We're going to address this at a different time, Aaron.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
All right. My next pick is going to be Schmidt from New Girl. I think he's the reason that he wears cardigans way too well. It is, it's sketchy. And I think that he's the reason that Nick and Jess broke up. And I was always a Schmidt guy until they figured out Nick. And then I was absolutely a Nick guy. But I think that Schmidt is to blame for breaking up Nick and Jess. Remember when he dated two girls at the same time and Nick didn't like it? Nick was the good guy and Schmidt was the bad guy. So,
but don't you think Jess is actually the worst of all of them?
What's wrong with Jess? She's trying to make her way, teach the kids,
She's
make a difference in the world.
She's got those big, creepy eyes. Aaron would definitely not have, not think fondly of her.
No, I think her eyes are okay.
Eye slander in this episode is unparalleled.
Aaron already drafted her. Winston's the
worst. She doesn't have a watery discharge. She doesn't have a roomy eye.
She has a roomy eye.
No,
she has
doesn't.
A roomy eye. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen New Girl?
She does not. Yeah, I have. Actually.
I think she's got quirky eyes.
A lot
that's been established.
Of New Girl. She does not have a.
Who's your favorite character on New Girl?
I like Winston.
No, he's the worst. What does he do? He likes cats and gets in everybody's business and in everybody's way.
I like his. I like his prank philosophy. That's funny.
Which is what.
When he goes either too big or too small.
Yeah, that's a good philosophy.
That's a good call. That's a really good call.
I think that's such a funny joke. That's good.
Wait, I know when it turned for Jason on Schmidt versus Nick. It's when Nick started meeting up with the elderly Asian gentleman who never actually interacted with him or spoke to him. But Nick just got a lot of the exchange.
They interacted. He held him. They had a lot of nice conversations. There's one side conversation. Yes, a lot of eye acting.
I do. To be fair, I do love the Schmidt meme of a white man. No, I do love that.
That would. So I mean, you, there's others too that are fantastic. But I just
fair.
He kept being the lovable loser, or like the lovable kept screwing stuff up person. And I think there might have been more going on. Like if that's what's on the surface, there's something more below. You know what I mean? It's like an iceberg.
Nick
Let me explain
always...
icebergs to you real quick. Okay. So above the surface,
right. CC's above the surface, and then everything else in New Girls is below. Yeah, that makes sense.
With our live shows coming up in June, I've obviously started doing a little shopping. It's always so fun to look for live show outfits and accessories and go through my travel checklist to see what might need a refresh. I don't need much of an excuse to get myself a Prezi, but one of the things I have on my list that I need to get before the new show is a new sun top from Pear Eyewear. Wearing my Pear Eyewear eyeglasses on travel days is probably one of my favorite life hacks, especially if you have an early morning flight. Who wants to wake up and have to deal with contacts before you have to get on a plane? Throwing on my glasses and then adding the sun top when I need them is just so much more convenient. I think the Brushed Rose sun top might be the perfect one to add to my collection. Pear sun top frames start at just $30 and the prescription glasses start at only $60. Don't forget that you can save even more by using pre-tax FSA and HSA dollars, and they always have free standard shipping and a flexible 30-day return policy. One pair, infinite possibilities. Go to paireyewear.com and use code POP for 15% off your first pair. And support the show by mentioning that the podcast sent you in your post-checkout survey. That's paireyewear.com, code POP.
Have you ever heard a song on the radio and felt like it was written about you? That's why I'm so excited to share about our new sponsor, Songfinch. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist. I'm on their website right now, and I'm about to create my very first song. They've made it so easy. When you go to songfinch.com/popcast, all you have to do is click the big orange button that says start your song. In order to make the songs entirely original and personalized, they ask questions like, who are you creating this song for and what's your inspiration? You get to pick the artist who creates the song for you, or you can have Songfinch help you by selecting between genres, vocal styles, vibe, and tempo. You can get as detailed and personalized as you'd like, but the process couldn't be easier for a songwriting novice like myself. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anytime, anywhere. Go to songfinch.com/podcast and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, our URL is songfinch.com/podcast. Don't forget to share your song with us too, songfinch.com/podcast.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, my next pick is Kevin Spacey.
I do want to hear the specific characteristic. I want to hear the specific characteristic.
I think
that
he's in my hair pick.
What? Ooh, Kevin Spacey's
no, that's
hair.
Just a comb over. No. You don't get comb overs.
No, you don't get all. You don't get all hair.
I think I get a comb over.
No. I think your draft philosophy is very fascist. Honestly.
My draft philosophy is open and encompassing. And that's the brilliance of it.
So why
like
did
your
you
CPA
pick?
Policy? Just like exactly. Anybody got notes on my monies?
Anybody want to get in here? Come on.
I'm not actually picking Kevin Spacey. I think that he's a real life bad guy.
He is.
Well, I'm he probably did it too in real life. You know, I think it applies.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Timothy Oliphant.
Ooh. Okay.
Here's a gentleman that I think is extremely attractive.
So attractive.
I don't know what his deal is or why he can't get other good work. Or what's going on with him, but I think that there's a situation here. Do you remember, like, gosh, what's the movie? Oh, no, in Mindy Project, he like rides a skateboard. That's weird.
Yes, but it's cute. It's like a one-time gig.
I think he's the type of person that's probably a bank robber in real life. Like, you don't see it coming when he walks in the bank. He's probably, I would say, in real life.
You're talking like Bodie from the Point Break? He's got like a Bodie energy, like Patrick Swayze.
Oh, absolutely. You know he does. Extreme sports. I bet he's had to wear an ankle bracelet before. Are we allowed to talk about real life people on here? It's fine. Allegedly.
I don't know about my aunt.
Raylan Givens like is always just doing the right thing, right? Or right thing adjacent.
Yes.
But I think that's a cover up for Timothy Oliphant. And I don't know what's going on.
Did you draft Timothy Chalamet or Timothy Oliphant?
What did I say?
No, you said Oliphant from the beginning.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Timothy Chalamet the whole time.
No, because I literally
do I get both of them?
I was thinking, why is Knox reacting so calmly about this? He loves Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah, I
never
so
heard
too.
Oliphant. I really don't like this. I actually hate this now that I'm processing. <Oliphant. laughs>
Jamie, you're right. I was obviously a pick to rile up Knox, and he was just sitting there like, yeah, all right,
I
good take,
really
man.
I was really
disappointed. Quality take.
I felt like I had quality take.
Well, and I felt like I had to dial it up and be angrier because he seemed like so laid back about
it. I want to go listen back to the tape because I'm 100% sure you said Chalamet. Like, that's
no. And although, I'm going to be honest, I don't like that you were so laissez-faire about Timothée Chalamet. He's a darling boy,
see?
And we want only success.
Spin zone, I thought that was meant to rile you up. So I was like, okay, this will be fun. I'll get to watch this. See, I don't like the Timothy Olyphant thing. I don't like how great his hair is. I don't like how great, like how attractive he is. He seems like really cool. He's also got his daughter in Justified, the reboot. I'm not sure how that's going yet. I need more episodes.
He looks great in a cowboy hat, like the best.
He does.
That's not fair.
Do you think he just got trapped at that perfect age of like 40? And he got trapped in, and not trapped, Justified is amazing. But like, it was damages and then Justified. And then like, nobody knew what to do with him.
Yeah, so he's just playing marshals. He's like Mandalorian, yeah. I'm a marshal in space.
That's
and then
true.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I'm a marshal like in a fake movie where Leo is.
God, he's a CIA agent in Snowden. Like, it's he is always a police officer or a sheriff.
He's awesome at it too.
That's somebody hiding something.
God, man.
He was a Daisy Jones in the Six, but that character would be taken by Aaron because of the bad hair.
It's really bad hair. It's a bad
wig. Very bad hair. Very.
That's
bad.
Technically not Aaron's purview. Aaron, you okay? You just like.
I'm good. I don't know who this person is, so I'm.
She did say, but she know who she didn't know who it was. Timothy Olyphant. She knows who Timothy is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I immediately went to look at.
He's hot, isn't he? Isn't he pretty?
Is that his name? That is a crazy name.
What was
Timothy
Olyphant?
Olyphant.
Well, he's the bad guy in The Girl Next Door.
Oh yeah, I think he was a bad guy in a couple of movies for a while.
He was a good dirtbag in The Girl Next Door. Yeah.
He plays tennis.
Oh.
Wow.
Aaron, does he play Uno as well? Or is he a Monopoly guy? Or
what's the range on his game plan? You know?
Is he like, what kind of Cheez-Its are his favorite?
You know, again, I think people in Kansas want to know what sports he plays.
If you were like, hey, I love this convo about Timothy Olyphant. It's kind of funny how Knox confused it. But the thing I really want to know, does Timothy Olyphant play tennis? If that's you, I want to know. I want you to reach out. We've got a James is going to send you a link for a floor fan. It's a great floor fan.
You know what? You know what? I bet a lot of people are going to be like, I was wondering about his pastimes and leisure pursuits. And they are going to comment and they're going to be like, thank you, Aaron, for taking the time to read the bottom portion of his Wikipedia.
They are going to. Under legacy.
Yeah, I like that you scrolled all the way to the bottom first. It's like,
I read the beginning.
Yeah.
All right, for my next pick, I'm going to take people that scroll to the bottom of Wikipedia to get started.
Those people are doing God's work.
Yeah. Okay, Knox, last pick.
I'm going to go any politician anywhere ever. Like in real life or fake life.
Yes,
anytime you see 100%. A politician, you're like, ooh, I don't know about this. Because I just, like in popular culture, I think it's starting to get to the point where when someone's like a political operative, not spoiling Oppenheimer, but I'm like, oh, okay, great. Another shady politician makes sense. But like, just even anecdotally, like someone who chooses to be a politician, I'm like, I don't understand why you would do that. Like what kind of person is like, looks at politics and thinks, yes, this is great. Like I want to do that. It feels like if you choose politics, you have like a healthy ability to not have shame. You probably peaked in high school. And if you watched Frozen, you probably rooted for Prince Hans of the Southern Isles over everybody else. And you're like, I should probably get into politics. So I just like, I'm very skeptical. I think the politician always did it whenever I see them.
I think that's accurate.
I think that's wise. That's wisdom.
That's an excellent choice.
I know there is a couple of good ones out there, but honestly, like how do you become a politician? Like money just shows up on your doorstep.
I think there has to be some element of narcissism involved.
It's the first thing that has to happen.
Well, it's such a confidence of like, oh, I can make a difference. But then the money comes and you're like, oh, hello, NRA. That money looks delicious.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever you ask or whatever, whichever lobby. It doesn't matter what it is. The money change, like Cindy Lauper taught us, money changes everything.
You know, in True Detective season one, when Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson are looking at a Big Tent revival and Matthew McConaughey's character is like, feel pretty confident no one's splitting the atom here, Marty. That's what it feels like with politicians. Like I see who's running, I'm like, I just no to all of this. I don't think this is great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, back to you for your last pick, Aaron.
I thought that I was gonna do like something kind of easy, like, you know, Ramsay Bolton and Joffrey. But that's pretty low hanging fruit.
They definitely get it.
But I think there's a conspiracy going on in this country and it involves
people with shoulders. I'm taking people that have shoulders. Anyone.
Dodgy shoulders.
No. It involves overly sweet female talk show hosts in this country.
Okay, can you give me some examples?
Aaron, there's some
value. I can give you some examples in
round four with that pick.
Okay, Jason, you're acting a little too surprised. Like, you can't believe she made, like, a good contribution this late in the game, so maybe, like...
No, I'm kind of jealous. This is, like, I'm all in on this one already.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're getting some, like, some really convenient behind-the-scenes video, TikTok, of some of these female daytime talk show hosts, where it's like, wow, they are so empathetic and just really on the same page as their audience. Wow, they're amazing. I don't know, people like, I don't know, Kelly Clarkson.
Whoa.
I don't know, maybe like a...
What are you doing?
Maybe like a Drew Barrymore.
Yep. Absolutely not! Yep.
I don't know, I'm just
Kelly
saying.
Ripa in here? It just, Kelly Ripa in the mix?
I don't know, maybe
Kelly Have you ever thought, those are just good people?
Maybe they are.
Allegedly.
I'm just saying, like, it just feels like there's a sinister undertone, because we have an example of a sinister undertone of a very suspicious female daytime
Oprah.
Talk show host.
Oh, Ellen.
No wrong answers,
how
but
dare you.
Love the energy.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
One.
I love you, Oprah.
Listen, I just don't understand how you could ever be like, I am, in terms of who is likely to have done the bad thing, is Drew Barrymore and Kelly Clarkson over everybody that's ever been on The View.
I'm just saying, you know, sometimes we look at things and it's like, wow, look at all the good, you know, it's just so good over there. And then we like look under the rock and it's like, wow, it's not good.
Are you revealing this about your own truth? Is this a cry for help?
No, this is me playing the draft.
I just think Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar have for sure buried a body somewhere in
the... I don't think any of the View hosts are sweet. I don't think they're nice, so I don't think they qualify for this.
But they fake act sweet and nice, right? Like,
do
but
they?
Jamie, I think that you've got to, if you're going to take the Whoopi and the Joy, you've got to take the Kelly and the Drew. I think that it
Jamie,
is
Jamie, if you
an
want
epidemic.
Me at my Whoopiest, you have to take me at my joyousness too.
Thank you.
Know?
Stop it right now.
Thank you.
That's right.
No, I think there are angels among us, and we are blessed and highly favored that they got deals on TV.
Listen, you and I both know from our research what a real angel is. It's not a cherub with its cute little bum and its little wings. It's a circle of fire covered in
bunch
eyes.
Of eyes.
I don't like you. Don't
milky
Jesus.
Discharging eyes.
Yes, don't Jesus shoot so me much. Here on the podcast.
Jason, do you believe in guardian angels? We talked about this. I don't know that I've never gotten your take on this. Big Bang and guardian angels.
Oh, he definitely does. He definitely does.
Okay. I love it. I love it.
What's your guardian angel name?
I don't know what that means. What? Like, I think that there's people that are humans that come along in your life that are guardian angels at times.
Oh, you think they're human.
You think someone is dead and it's their job to watch over you?
Hold on. Aaron, honestly, you're making me comfortable with the finger pointing. Please put the finger down. Please put your hands down, ma'am. Please put your hands down.
You were really specific about something that you believe in or don't believe in and then projected that onto me. So I'm just going to say no, but I don't need the finger at the same time.
I'm just asking.
Take that with please. Not us. Okay. So this is not the time.
You have to bleeping. Delete his name.
Bleep his name.
I'm going to say delete that.
Okay.
I love it. Okay. I love it. That's great, Aaron.
Okay. I have the last pick, right? Okay. My last pick is the most obvious. I think we can all agree that the worst villain... that it's so obvious she's a villain. I hate to even bring it up, but it is Rory Gilmore from The Gilmore Girls.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Just as a quick refresher for those of you who are like, no, she loves to read. Yeah, that's not all she loves to do. She loves to cheat on and be cheated on. Listen, she treated Dean terribly. She cheated on him with Jess. And when she did cheat on him with Jess, it meant she missed her mom's graduation. And then she left the signed Go-Go's album in the bus. Okay. Later, she would be Dean's mistress when he was married. Dean, also awful. She quit Yale because a guy named Mitchum said she didn't have what it takes to be a journalist. So she just quit school. All right. And then she stole that yacht that one time. She cheated on Logan with Jess. And then she cheated on Paul with Logan while Logan was engaged. She's a garbage woman. And why? And she for sure has no female friends. That is the clearest woman. If you're looking for like, what do you mean when you say women who don't have female friends make you nervous? It's Rory Gilmore. Like, she's the representative.
That's a lot going on in Gilmore Girls that I had no idea about. That's like soap opera.
It's like a lot that she did. What is it that you think she probably did? Like, what do you think, like, to land it on something specific?
Oh, I think she 100% would have murdered any of those women who were dating the man she wanted.
Okay. Okay.
She would have poisoned their tea. She would have slashed their tires. Yeah. She might not have murdered them, but she would have made their lives miserable. I mean, like, oh, did you miss your date with Logan because your tires were slashed? Oh, I ran into him randomly.
So if there's any sabotage going on in Gilmore Girls and they never find out who's behind it, it was probably Rory.
Probably.
Well, and they found out a lot of it, and it was always okay, Rory. There you so, go. Yeah, boom. She's the villain, for sure.
Why would they write her to be that bad? Like, that's terrible. That is so sad.
No, listen, they were like, what? She's just cute and young and, like, has dreams and ambitions. No, she's awful. And the crazy part is that she was awful on the show, and then they came back and did the revival, and she was worse. Like, they made her even worse.
Well, I think she's kind of got, like, Selena Gomez face in that it's pageant face, so innocent. I think you have to write towards villainy and complication. Otherwise, it's like this China doll baby, or this like just like pageant doll baby, is just so nice, and there's nothing interesting about the tension, you know?
That's right, because Alexis Bledel is 41 and she still looks 23.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's really stunning. It's really weird. Yeah.
Jason, did you have any also-rans that you didn't get to mention but you want to pop off here?
You know, I think that there's a couple of them that could go. Kevin from The Office, what's going on there?
I like that.
Pretty much everything in the Terminator, because Arnold Schwarzenegger is really the bad guy that's coming back, but then the cop in Terminator 2 is hunting him. The whole Terminator situation kind of confuses me. Ben Kingsley, Juno Temple, there's something going on there. I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, why does Juno Temple look so old and she's so young?
Yeah. And the last one's Willem Dafoe. You know, something's...
He's on mine, too. He's classic. On mine, too.
I think Willem Dafoe is either completely innocent his entire life and truly the best person of all time, or whatever is worse than a serial killer.
Okay. What is worse than a serial killer? You know? Maybe a new snake draft.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Allegedly. Okay.
Listen, my also rants included the Ghostbusters. I don't trust anyone with nuclear capacity in a JanSport. I don't like that. I also watched this weekend Inception again for the 25th time, and I was like, is Dom Cobb the one who did it? Like, is he really the worst of all of those characters?
I love him.
Yeah, the Leonardo DiCaprio. It's like, is he not great? I don't think he's great.
Aaron, have you seen Inception?
You know what I mean?
I think so. Is that the one where they're on a plane and there's a top?
JGL?
Yes. Actually, yes. Yeah, that's accurate. Weirdly.
Okay, yeah.
It's a weird combo of facts about that movie, but it is accurate.
Oh my gosh. We need to do like Aaron Asks Us Trivia, where it's like, okay, there's a plane and a top. What movie is it?
Oh, it's like Pictionary, but it's Aaron describing movies. Yeah.
Also, I think I figured out this weekend that Ferris Bueller grew up to be Elon Musk.
Oh, I don't know. No.
I'm not proud of it. I feel like the principal in that movie is he's made to be the bad guy, and he's not. He's just trying to
The principal in real life is a pedophile. Like, no jokes. Like,
that's right. That's true. I was thinking the character, Principal Rooney, not the guy.
Yeah, not Ben Stein, like I said. He was the teacher, not the principal. Yeah. So
you better check that. That's Ben Stein's lawyers will be letting you know about that. Aaron, any also-rans that you wanted to mention?
I mean, just like, no, I don't know.
You didn't have a backup for that eye thing?
You know, like anyone with knees, like weird knees or regular knees. Why do you not have a weird knee? Why is it so regular?
If you've got too many toes, I'm not
into it. Or not enough toes.
You know, guys, I'm sorry. Like, that is how movie people let you know that people are bad.
Listen, I love it. She's like, I judge a book by its cover.
I don't, but movie people want me to. That's why we have a problem with seeing people who are different than us in other places.
Oh, wow.
Like, I didn't do that. Movie people did that.
She's turning this into an after
I didn't do that, but I'm capitalizing on it for this draft.
No, I didn't capitalize on it. I'm here. I'm a messenger. Yeah. You know,
the eyes was a weird setup, but you landed it with the hair, which retroactively, gave you the eyes thing made a lot more sense. So you had two great picks.
Thank you.
Knox, what were your also?
I had butlers. Butlers usually did it. Stepmothers.
Yes. Butlers deserved to do it.
They didn't. They don't, though. I read about like why we got to that, and it was like one story, and everyone just like kept using it. So it's like.
No, but butlers are put upon.
I mean, but they, yeah, but like they don't. We shouldn't assume the worst about butlers. Ben Mendelsohn. I had Ben Mendelsohn.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Bergeron. Yes. Tom Hiddleston. Giancarlo Esposito. I had.
Game show hosts.
Yeah. I'll get on that. Mega pastors. And then I had the older adult in any Scooby-Doo episode. It's always the older adult. It's always them.
I have another one. People that go to space, just in general.
Okay.
You shouldn't be going to space.
Astronauts for NASA.
You should not.
Being uppity about space. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, I think that's
get out of space. You don't need to be there.
Yeah. Aaron, you should watch the Black Mirror episode with Josh Hartnett and Aaron Paul. It's a good, you would like that. It's a good episode.
Hey, someone was like, Josh Hartnett in Black Mirror wears a cute little vest.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Does he, do he, what's his vest look like?
I mean, it's cute. I don't know how else to describe it, honestly.
It's like kind of little.
Could, you could Google it.
It's very vesty, you know, cuts off at the arms.
Yeah, but don't go to the end of the wiki. Yeah. It'll be, the picture will be.
Is it going
to
have, is his vest going to have its own wiki?
Not. Yeah, it's important.
It could.
Important.
After this episode, it will.
Okay, well, that is our snake draft on people who probably, people or characters who probably did it. If you have thoughts and opinions, probably won't on our picks, but if you do, thoughts and opinions at nuxgmail.com/515. All right, Jamie, you want to do some lights?
Let's do some lights!
All right, what is your red light this week?
Okay, listen, I know that a lot of you have not been to the movie theater since 2019 when you saw Little Women and then the world fell apart, but movies are back, and not really because August is maybe the darkest timeline for movies, but no matter, maybe you're going to be catching up on all the things that you haven't seen. And so I just want to do a quick reminder. I was in the movie theater twice this weekend, and these things all happened to me, and so I want to revisit them as good theater etiquette. The first one is, please put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Nothing happening in a Facebook marketplace is more important than what Ryan Gosling is doing in his horse-lined fur coat. Okay? Nothing. Second, please, for the love of God, leave your baby or toddler at your house. I get it. You freaking love that baby. You love the way Emma says that because she can't say D's, and so it sounds like the F word. I get it. You know, Oliver only crawls backwards, and it's the most adorable thing, second only to pandas being playful. I get it. I do. But this is not for them, okay? Now, do you want to go to a Tuesday 10 a.m. showing to see Indiana Jones be mediocre? More power to you. But you're not going to baby Bjorn, a child with no social skills, into the opening weekend 6 p.m. showing of Oppenheimer so that in the most critical moment of the film that we have waited 2 hours and 20 minutes for during this principal scene, instead of the silence of light moving faster than sound, we get to hear Liam beg for apple juice. I was going to murder Liam in that theater. Do you understand me? And finally, third, look, as a reminder, the theater is not your living room. You can't just leave your popcorn on the tray. You can't just leave your recliner reclined. You cannot bring a 3-piece bedding set into a seat that is placed next to a stranger who now has to navigate your middle school Little League t-shirt quilt in order to get comfortable. And as always, for, again, the love of the Holy Father, do not take off your shoes. Just wear cozy shoes. I know some of you listening are like, you're never going to take my bare feet. Well, as a reminder, that seat you're sitting in earlier in the week at an 11 p.m. showing, a guy got down to business and the 16-year-old theater employee couldn't find the bleach. So good luck with your foot chlamydia. Good luck.
I really hope we're in a post-sexual transmitted disease exposure society in movie theaters. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay, I'll stay on theme with the movies, and I will just say, I saw Oppenheimer. We'll talk about it in a second. Spoiler alert. Really enjoyed the movie. The thing I didn't enjoy was the preview combo. You know, like, if you go to a certain movie, you get a certain preview, right? Because I don't want to market explain people, but if you like this movie, you'll probably like that movie, so you want to make plans to see that. So I'm watching, you know, I'm there ready. Yeah, I got my popcorn, and I see the Holdovers. I think it's the Holdovers with Paul Giamatti.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Like, it's kind of wacky, zany. Almost like a period piece ish looking thing from Alexander Payne, I think. Looks great. I'm like, okay, that's exciting. I'll write that down. And then I get treated to the new Exorcist: Believer.
Right.
And dear Heavenly Father, I was not ready for this preview. I was
it
not
was scary.
Holy crap, man! Like, I went 10 a.m. on a Sunday, so I was like, I want to minimize. You know, I don't want a lot of people around. So it's like me and like three other people, and I can't see them. But I wanted to make eye contact with them during this preview because I just wanted to feel tethered to something real and true. And the fact that they're making these, they're like doubling the demonic little girls into two instead of one, wasn't into that. I just didn't like the noises. I didn't like the faces. I didn't like the, there's a texture. There's like a wet macaroni texture, but demonic. And I didn't love it. Didn't want it. So just red light to that preview, just in general.
No, I agree with that because I felt like it set a tone for me because I saw that preview before Oppenheimer. And I felt like it set a tone for me that I never recovered from. Like, I was always a little nervous the rest of the film. Like, just a tad.
I was off balance, you know.
That's
and that was a movie I wanted to be on balance for. So that's my red light. Jamie, would you like to talk about your green light?
Okay. So I am probably going to mutually green light Knox's green light because it was also awesome, but I'll let him talk about that. But mine is, of course, the Barbie movie. Aaron, did you love it?
Oh my gosh, I loved it so much.
We loved it. Listen, I loved it with a love I cannot describe to you. And look, this is not the film you think it is. Greta Gerwig has 3 Stanley Kubrick references in the film. In her pitch meeting to direct, she read a poem inspired by the Apostles' Creed. She said her reference films were All That Jazz, The Truman Show, and Pee-wee's Big Adventure. There's no CGI in this film. Her goal was an authentic artificiality, which she achieves. There are 22 actors at the top of the call sheet, and only 8 of them are straight, white, and thin. What a delight that was. I laughed out loud so much. The scene on the beach, this is not a spoiler, but the scene on the beach with the Kens in the third act, I will store in my mind palace on hard days, and I will be lifted up by it. If someone is telling you, by the way, that this movie is demonic, they're clickbaiting you, okay? If someone is telling you this is anti-motherhood, they're also clickbaiting you, okay? This is a celebration of not only women and all the choices they make, but it's done with this tight, dynamically funny and moving script. Margot and Ryan are at the peak of their powers. They balance whimsy and depth like a tightrope. It's visually and musically the most joyful, good time. Absolutely go see this movie. There is a reason that it is the highest grossing film opening weekend of this year and the highest grossing film of a female director ever. And so many people ask, like, can your kids see it? Common Sense Media, which is always what we refer parents to here at the podcast, they have a review that recommends it for kids 11 and older. It is PG-13. There is an F word in it. But again, I went to Oppenheimer with a toddler in it. And so I look forward to Liam growing up knowing what Florence's areolas look like. But that's fine. There's that's a choice a parent made. That their choice to make, you know. But Barbie, it was fantastic.
At least if you take your kids to Barbie, at least it feels like visually interesting, you know? Like I can make the case for that. We haven't seen it yet. We're going tomorrow and we're debating if we're taking both girls or just the oldest.
Youngest would like
that's kind of what I'm thinking. I think
she will.
We're gonna monitor language and stuff, but I feel like
the F word is quick. It's quick and
it's bleeped.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's bleeped, and it's got a cover, like it has a sticker over it.
Okay, too. That's what I thought I read when I was doing the research for it. So
I think it's more innuendo and, mystery thing. But listen, I think she would love it, like truly.
Yeah, I mean, the pharmaceutical commercials have more innuendo and, fallout these days than anything else. My green light is Oppenheimer. It feels silly to try to summarize it and recap it, but it's the Chris Nolan movie. It's I think going into it, I think I had medium expectations, and then all the critical response was like, this is incredible. This is the greatest movie ever. So I was my expectations were heightened. And those expectations were met. Like, this is an excellent, historical rendering of a very complicated person in a very complicated time. I think the two major takeaways were Cillian Murphy is incredible in a very understated way. I don't know. It's not a flashy performance. It's just a sturdy, solid, quietly underrated performance. I don't know if he'll be rewarded when it's award season time, because there's nothing.
He has to be.
You know, like, he lost weight, but he didn't do the Oscar thing of like completely transform his appearance. You know, I think they channel a lot of his appearance to be kind of the remote kind of set apart personality that Oppenheimer was. But I think along with his performance, you've got Christopher Nolan's direction. I was a little worried because of Tenet, and I wondered if we were going to get Dunkirk Oppenheimer or Tenet Oppenheimer,
right,
and I think
we
get more of the Dunkirk. It's much more accessible. Sure. It's visually amazing. Sonically, it's amazing. And the way...
God, it's so good!
Like, the way they play with the sounds and the visuals within Oppenheimer's mind, I think is so clever and creative, and I think it does a great job of the tug of war with like what we want to see and experience versus what he wants us to see and experience at what time, you know. There's like, he'll kind of bait and switch a little bit, but always pay off. And I think more than anything, Oppenheimer, you know, there's a collection of great performances, too many of which I won't go into, but I think it's a great example of a movie that just trusts the audience. And it's like, I'm not going to baby you. There's a lot of stuff happening here and a lot of complicated things, but I trust you to keep up. And if you don't, then you can look it up after and you can probably be okay. And that's what I found myself doing. But it's just an excellent, excellent movie that I highly recommend. Everybody check it out.
It was so good. I could not wait to watch it again because I felt like, oh, now I know, like now I can think harder about the black and white versus the color and like all the things. So
Yeah, very well done.
It was fantastic.
Okay, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast from Free Guard Mermaid Time. If you're doing shopping on Amazon, make sure you go to amazon.com/shop/thepodcastfirst. Say your price, use your life real, and they can figure out and purchase using that link this week was... Jamie, these are just celery sticks.
They're just celery sticks, you guys. So this has 6,000 global ratings, 4.5 stars. I will say there is a one-star review that it just captured my heart. It is from Lulu, and Lulu wrote, "I cannot do a picture, but I ordered these 2 times, and both times they have been frozen. There is nothing you can do with frozen celery."
What?
Now, I Googled it, and when I got 12.9 million results back, it said, yes, yeah, frozen celery is great. You can keep it for 2 months in the freezer. I did click on Lulu because I was like, what's Lulu's vibe here on Amazon? And Lulu also did not like the latest season of the PBS series Frankie Drake Mysteries because, quote, "I liked her better when her hair was red."
Okay. So, now, see, I share that sentiment. I also had the same thought. So we're aligned. Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. All right, you guys, don't forget live show, you, us, actually all of us, a good time had by all. Head to knoxandjamie.com/live to snag your in-person tickets or your live stream ticket. I'm Jamie Golden. You can find me on socials at Jamie B. Golden.
I'm Knox McCoy. You can find me on socials at Knox McCoy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.